Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. How are you getting on? It is one of the first Sloppy Joes of December 2025. Yeah. It is me and Joe Smith here.
Yes.
Christmas time is upon us.
No Ethan or Dom today.
No Ethan or Dom, just me and you. I don't often think we've ever done this.
It's a rarity, isn't it?
Even
it's
though nice, our names though. Are on the door, it's just me and you.
Yeah, finally we're having to put our bloody money where our mouth is, aren't we?
I can just turn and face this way.
Turn and face the strange.
We've both got caps on.
Yeah.
Me because I'm trying to hide how bald I am, and you because why?
The wind. So when you got long hair, I'm sure even
jealous.
Shorter hair. No, because your hair's quite long on top, isn't it? As in, it's not like
yeah, all right, yeah,
you know, it's not Brock Lesnar. Yeah. It's got a bit of movement to
Brock
it. The wind is the worst weather for me.
Okay.
Rain I can handle, umbrella. Mm-hmm. Sun great, obviously. Ice fine. Put my crampons on.
Ice.
But
fine.
Wind, you cannot get out of it.
Yeah.
There's no garment that prevents it or fixes it, and if it's windy and raining, then the umbrella's finished. So yeah, when it's windy I put a cap on.
Ethan is in Budapest still. He's so we'll be coming back next week with loads of great stories.
Budapest, have you ever been there?
Never been to Budapest.
Isn't it one of those where it's two different places?
Budapest,
yeah.
Like where else?
Either side of the river. Huh?
Is that London Down? Yeah.
Dublin.
New and York.
Well, it used to be New in Amsterdam, didn't it?
I actually got this shirt whilst I was away, but not in Budapest, in another capital city in Europe, Paris. Do you like Paris?
I've only ever been as a child. Paris is one of those places that people love slagging off, don't they?
Yeah.
I think it might be the most slagged off big city in the world. I actually think, I'm going to say it now, it 100% is.
Do you think?
It 100%. Name another big city where 50% of people that go there go, shithole.
Yeah, because here's the thing, and I'll say this now, I think there's a lot of like, let's throw shade at London at the minute. Whereas you go, it's sound.
London's one of those, but that's only those like American right-wing weirdos who want to tell you that everyone in London just gets
that's
stabbed
true.
And
yeah,
bombed.
Yeah, yeah. But when you like, go, it's got the best food in the
it's
world.
It's unbelievable.
It's sound.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely sound. But Paris, people actually go there and say they didn't like it. Do you not like
I
it?
I love the architecture. The buildings are stunning.
It's
obviously, the Eiffel
Tower
is great. The people sound. I liked French onion soup.
Who's that?
Britain's that French onion soup was one of the divas.
French onion soup is so unbelievably good.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be because it is literally just onions, water, beef stock.
Some people throw some bone marrow in there. Have you seen those mad lot?
Everyone's putting bone marrow in everything.
Do you like bone marrow?
I had it at. Have you ever been to that St. John restaurant in London?
No, but you went.
It's very famous.
Did you have it on toast?
You have bone marrow on toast with a load of parsley. Unbelievable.
What kind of toast?
Just a... like a white.
What, so
I'll take a white.
Do you think it's homemade toast?
See, that's a bit of a loophole, isn't it? Do you know with a lot of top-end restaurants?
Yeah.
They've got a couple of loopholes that they go through. Because, like, when you go to Come Dine With Me, if someone orders a curry from the local restaurant, that's not allowed.
That's not allowed.
If you went to one restaurant and they'd catered everything from a third party, that doesn't count. However, when it comes to your breads and buns...
Often your cheeses as
and
well.
And your cheeses. They can come from a local delicatessen.
Sauce, yeah. And your wines, don't forget.
Of course, they're not
stepping
their
on their own grapes in the bar.
The other thing is the coffees. They don't Ooh. Own a farm out in Costa Rica and dry and roast their own coffees. Even most of them don't even roast their own coffees, which you can do in England. Mm. So there's a few little loopholes that they use. Like you said, your butters, your cheeses, your breads, your baked goods. If they're not making their own custard tart, something's up. But other than that, they should make all their own stuff. But we sort of accept that, don't we?
Yeah.
Don't know why. But I think it probably was a homemade loaf, to answer your question.
Are you, as it's entering December time, are you feeling Christmassy?
No.
What about your house at the minute? Because I know you're in the way of moving.
Yeah.
Have you decorations? What are you going to do, a tree this year?
We're not really allowed to do anything.
What do you mean?
Because
you can get a fake one.
No,
that
but
one,
we don't. So first of all, we don't own a fake tree yet. So we'd have to buy it.
Argos.
Which means spending somewhere between 60 and 150 quid, depending on how good you want it. Yeah?
No. I'll always fly the flag for your friend of mine, Argos.
But how much are they there?
I've realised, I fucking love Argos.
Yeah.
40 quid maybe. don't get me wrong, you're not getting a 10-footer.
I want to come back to Argos in a minute.
But you're getting an unbelievable deal.
Remind me to come back to Argos.
Okay.
So no, we haven't got a Christmas tree because we try not to spend any excess that we don't need. And also, we just put it up in this house to take it down in a week. So what we're going to do is buy...
Are you going to move before Christmas?
Everyone in the chain is talking Christmas.
What? Christmas. Yeah. You're joking.
Yeah, so that's
not a bit stressful?
Well, me and Lizzie handle it in two very different ways. Lizzie handles it in a sort of sleepless nights kind of way. And I handle it in a so what kind of way.
But
and those
Santa
two ways at
go?
Times can come to loggerheads.
Yes.
Because she wants me to care more and I just don't want to think about it. Because I do, part of me thinks, and this is the, and maybe this one day will kill me, this attitude. And I do get stressed about things in the moment. Stuff does bother me. But larger life questions, a lot of it just comes down to, well, it's still just going to be me and you doing things.
Yeah.
Ooh. So like, whether it's you or me and Lizzie or me and my parents or me and my mates, whatever, it's just going to be us picking up boxes and walking to a car for a day.
Yeah, true.
Like, it's not actually, it's physically demanding, but there's nothing more to moving than to, I don't know, packing up the car to go on holiday.
I guess what Lizzie's thinking is wouldn't it be nice on Christmas Eve instead of you packing boxes, you sitting by the fireplace? Bailey's in hand.
Yeah, and that would be great. But then if it's 2 weeks after Christmas and we've missed the big date that everyone wants, yeah. I just think, well, we'll just sit in front of a fire then. I'm not so bothered
I wouldn't
stuff.
Mind moving, but the three sacred days need to stay sacred.
Christmas
Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day.
Yes.
If you tell me we've got to move on one of those days.
Now, no, I'll be honest.
I'm camping.
I would feel ill.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they said, we're thinking Christmas Eve, I've got a 200 quid Sainsbury's shop coming on Christmas Eve, this can't happen.
Where have you ordered that to?
Currently the new house. No, wait.
Hold on. You've got so much
I've
confidence.
Ordered it to the new house. I've just remembered that.
Christmas Eve shopping coming to the new gap.
We've ordered it to the new house, yeah.
Are you hosting this year?
Yes, I'm hosting two Christmases this year.
On the same day?
No, one on Christmas Day, one on the 28th. I've got my family coming up. So Christmas Eve, we're going to my mum and dad's.
Love it.
In the evening. So I'll get this shopping in the morning.
Little buffet.
At the new house.
Yeah, the new house, yeah.
I'm gonna get a lot of things pre-prepared.
Yeah.
I'll dice my carrots.
You've got to do a lot of pre-prepping.
Yeah.
If you think about my gravy recipe that you're going to do this year.
I'm not doing it.
You want to start...
Is it still 36 hours?
Or yeah, still 36 hours.
Not 48.
You've got to start that Christmas Eve morning.
Yeah, and morning. That's if you want it ready for Christmas Day night.
Yeah, well, we eat at 5 p.m.
Do you?
Late.
That's quite late. But it makes more sense because why are we having the biggest meal of the day at 2:45? Where does that put us?
Why is it stopping the momentum of what the real point of Christmas is?
The 20 cans of Guinness.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I eat, I'm done.
Yeah. So that's
let's
point.
Get paid.
So you almost, eat. Your family almost have the Christmas dinner as like an end of night dinner.
We had a vote. We moved it back an hour.
We have it at midnight now.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
You often fall asleep in bed with a big plate of red blankets on your belly.
Ding at 11:30 is my
stumble into the kitchen. So we're moving. So we don't have a Christmas tree. We do often decorate the cheese plant in the front room with a load of baubles.
What?
We've never had a Christmas tree yet, as we've lived together. I don't really know why.
Why?
Don't know, because there's not an obvious place in our house to put one. Because all the gaps for stuff like that are filled by other plants or other bits.
Do you know you've remembered? Sorry, this is what not Ethan normally does, but I've got to write some notes because you've got Argos on here and I've just thought something else.
Okay, great.
Right, there we go.
So
Ethan normally does that, but we're going to do that today.
But the plan is we're moving to the new house. Let's say 15th of Dec.
What?
Deck.
Are you up for that? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
If they went, it's done, could you get going tomorrow if you had the day off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have to do loads of stuff stay up. We've packed a decent amount. There's loads of boxes everywhere.
Big van, sorry, not big van. Have you got a big van?
We're going to get a moving company, yeah. They're sort of on hold, as they have to be.
Yeah.
Must be a nightmare being a moving company because people ring you like, it's tomorrow, and you have to ready the troops.
Are you going to be one of those kind of guys that gets stuck in with a moving company? As in, like, are you going to help them out?
I'm going to be shepherding Lizzie to the car and going to Acosta Coffee for 5 hours. I'll just take her to the Peel Centre. We'll do the range. We'll have a little look around Tim Hortons, M&S food, and they give it bring, bring.
Do you know...
It's all fucked. The telly's in half. The sofa's got a big scuffy on it.
Can you talk about the Peel Centre there?
Yeah.
And I'll get more into Becky's big birthday later, but guess where I took Becky for her birthday?
If you took her to an industrial centre... You're a commercial outdoor driving centre. You're a disgrace.
It's somewhere she's always wanted to go since she was a little girl. And I spent far too much money there.
Go on.
Costco.
Did ya?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Do not, under any circumstances, go to Costco on a December day. In the Trafford, in Trafford Centre. It's next to Trafford Centre.
Is it?
Yeah, there's one in Trafford, one in Oldham. So there was queues for trolleys. All the trolleys gone.
No.
You know how many trolleys there are in a shop? Loads. There were queues for trolleys.
Hundreds and thousands.
We had the best day.
Well, no, let's
toilet
go back.
Sorted.
Let's go back
a little kitchen bit. Spray sorted. No, it's a shit story. And then we got a slice of pizza done.
Yes. So you lived out Becky's ultimate fantasy, something you've been struggling to do for years.
You want
to
see how many herbal teas we've now got.
And all you bought was toilet roll, kitchen spray and herbal tea?
Couple of new pans.
Okay.
And did we enjoy every sample that was on offer? New honey on the market. Delicious.
What do you mean new honey?
What do you mean new honey?
That's what I've just asked you.
Well, it's honey, it's new.
What's new about it? Honey's been around for thousands of years.
Ask the guy. I don't listen. You take the. He tries to sell you the new honey.
Right.
All you're asked about is getting the sample.
You're just nodding long enough for it to be comfortable for you to grab two little spoonfuls of honey for you, Becky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Is that the maximum jar you do? And as soon as he turns around to look at the jar.
You've taken the tray.
Legged it.
Okay.
Multiple times.
So there's a few things.
You've given away kimchi as well, I thought of you.
Was it good?
Kimchi and rice.
Oh.
Kimchi and sticky rice.
Did you bring me one?
Huh?
Did you bring me a little?
We wouldn't eat me too much.
The few things I realise, not realise, I hear about Costco is the meats, endless steaks. People always cook steak. People are getting briskets from there and smoking them on Reddit quite a lot, I've noticed. And I'm big into the watching people smoke meats scene at the minute.
Have you ever been?
I've been once when I was about 15. I didn't try any of the foods. I didn't know about it. Because they're the things you know. So you know about the endless meats.
Yeah.
The sort of rotisserie chickens are big in America. I don't know if they even do them here. But the other thing is the pricing system. You know about this?
It's a bit mad.
So I don't know all the details. So it's worth having a little Google yourself. But basically, depending on what the last letter or the last two letters of the price of an item is, it tells you what type of discount is on it. So it's something like this, and these aren't the right numbers, but it's a variation on what I'm about to say. So let's say something is $17.99. If it ends in 99, that is just the standard stock price for that thing.
Right.
You're not getting a great discount, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If it ends in like 93, like 17.93, it means that
the year you were born?
The year I was born. It means that it's a Costco reduction, like only, you know, Costco only price.
Wow.
So it's cheaper. If it ends in 97, it means it's on offer from the manufacturer. And basically,
this
depending on what the numbers end in, you know roughly how good a deal you're getting.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's worth doing. There's loads of TikToks.
Do you know how you get
that
into Costco?
Well, this is my other question. You have to have a card.
Yeah.
You have to be a member.
And how did you get a card?
Well, how did you get a card?
You have to own a business.
You ain't got one for us. You ain't got a Sloppy Joe's Costco card. Have you?
Of course I fucking...
No, you haven't!
Hey, yeah, I've got a Sloppy Joe's.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, of course you can.
Where
have
is it? Get it! Are you serious?
Well, Becky was like...
Unbelievable news!
Becky's like, should we go shopping on Monday? She's off. And I said... Sloppy Joe! Yours is on...
Where's mine?
Well, you got to go in and get it, but I'll put your name down. We've paid for it.
You've paid for it off the business.
No, I paid for it myself.
Did you actually?
I
don't mind
if
you paid for it off the business. Look at that. Sloppy Joe, Jim McGrath. So stop.
So stop talking.
Becky,
I was like, Costco could be good. She's always wanted to go since she was a little girl.
Fuck.
I need to stop saying that. That's a lie. She's always wanted to go.
So when you say always, that's the bit you need to change.
So when I got there, they're like, oh, you need to own a business.
So you just turned up at Costco?
Yeah, because I forgot. And then I was like, I do own a business.
Yeah.
And then I said... And then they said, what? I went, what's a business?
First question, what's a business?
If you can show me
I love that.
Your name on company's house
yeah.
connected to a business, you can get a finger. And I did. There we go, Sloppy Joe.
So what do I need to do?
You could probably get
now?
Away with that.
No, because that's clearly
just wear
a
hat.
You. Yeah, but it's the hair, isn't it? So it does say Sloppy Joe's Joseph McGrath. So if I turn up at Costco,
yeah, you were on the system.
You? How long did it take you? I didn't.
Don't go during December. I actually could do. It was a fucking nightmare.
Was it?
It generally was too much.
Was this in the daytime as well?
Chaos, mate. Monday, 12 PM.
Oh no.
Chaos. But yeah, you just go and your name's on the door. I think Ethan's is as well.
What do you mean? Says, what do you do?
I said, oh, we're going to buy some bits to sell. I thought if we do a live show next, we could put a salad on for people.
Well, when you come to the live show, big salad buffet at the front door, help yourself to that.
Do you know what another thing is? You know when the main geezer sold Costco? This is one of those rumours that I don't know if it's true or not. Yeah. But apparently he said, you can take Costco from me. Here's a load of money. The one thing that must stay true is that the prices of these things got to stay the same. And the deal has to stay the same. Do you know what I'm going to say?
Is it the hot dog?
The hot dog and a slice of pizza. She's a good slice of pizza, by the way. You're like loving it. With a soda can, with a can of refillable soda, £1.50.
Wow.
Mate, it's unreal.
And how much is the yearly membership?
I think the yearly membership is 20 quid.
So or basically, if you have eight of them a year, if you go once
you've,
a month.
Yeah, you've nailed it.
You've made your money back. Because that's got to be £3.50, £5 worth of stuff
100%.
At least.
100%. It just shows you that people can do it. And good hot dog as well.
Is it? Is it like IKEA hot dog or better?
IKEA hot dog. Really good. So maybe you could go there for you when you go to get your new place.
Yeah, so when we move, we'll probably go to Costco and get some new stuff. Wow. I can't believe you've signed us up for Costco.
It's going to be great.
Will I not have to pay now?
We're going to have to do a sale or something now.
Have you paid for the business or will I have to pay for the year?
Well, I panicked, didn't I? Because Becky was, she went, oh, thank God for this episode. I'm 10 minutes late because I went from work. I work in Media City, which isn't too far away from the Trafford. 10 minutes later, so I was like, brilliant. I just walked in like I was just going shopping.
Johnny Costco.
Whoa.
Did you not know it was business owned? No, didn't. Did you not know it was business owned?
No, and then I signed up and I was like, bloody hell. Sloppy Joe's pulled me out of the shit.
Oh, you're welcome.
And then they do that thing at the end where you walk out and they've got receipt checkers. So there's a queue of people and you're walking out and they go, whoa, receipt. And they take your receipt, they take a little look at your trolley and they sign it off.
Really? Just to make sure you're not nicking anything.
What do you keep looking at my finger for?
Because you got a plaster on it.
I've got a plaster on my finger. I've cut my finger.
But why is the plaster in a different colour to you?
This is all they had in Sainsbury's. This is all they had in Sainsbury's. And I didn't even consider the plaster colours. But, you know, this is all I had. Would you say anything if it was blue?
No.
Because you got to use them in the food world, don't you?
Yeah, you do, yeah. Because you're the last thing. But at first, obviously, it's good that they have plasters for different skin tones these days. You do notice it.
You do notice it.
Yeah.
Are you worried that sometimes when I use the thumbs up emoji on an iPhone, I mix it up a bit?
You're going to start mixing it up a little bit.
No, I just there was two plasters, right? There was two boxes of plasters in the Sainsbury's. One was mad, £4.50. What does it do to it?
Have you seen the plasters with silver in them?
No.
Sometimes they'll advertise that they've got silver in.
Wow. These ones are like £1.50, so I've got them. Sound sorted.
Fair enough.
Why did you want to speak about Argos?
Because it's 5 years ago, it was on my sort of endangered and worried list.
No, but it's fucking
It's thriving. Because on this list, and we've talked about this before, there's things like Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
The Body Shop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Lush
is just staying off it, but a lot of the hype has died down around Lush.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still staying just a bit off it. River Island, I'm worried for.
I'm worried for River Island.
You're worried for River Island.
Stop what's gone.
I'm worried about Hasty Tasty Pizza in the Arndale.
What the fuck's that?
I don't know how that's staying afloat.
Hasty Tasty Pizza.
Exactly, you've never even heard of it. And you're big in the sort of the pizza, quick pizza game.
You were worried about Spudgy-like. If anything, they went too soon.
I was worried about Spudgy-like and Harry Ramsden's.
They can't be going still. The Harry Rams.
I think they are.
The one in near Old Trafford.
I'm worried about Mar Hubbard's. A new one of them's just opened in Stockport.
Mar Hubbard's?
It's another fish and chip type piece.
Have you gone into Morrison's recently?
And I'm also worried about Harvester. Carry on.
Have you gone into our Morrison's recently near us?
No.
One aisle just belongs to Holland and Barrett now.
I have seen that, yeah.
What's that about?
I think that I'm worried about Holland and Barrett.
No, if they can open in the middle
but
of
but this is what they're all doing. So what Argos did, which was genius, is we'll see you in Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
So they've got they're inside Sainsbury's, and that means that when you're in Sainsbury's, you go, oh, I might get a little micro scooter or something. And also, probably Sainsbury's I wonder who's paying who to be there. That would be my question.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that has helped. But the thing with Argos that they do really well is they're just cheap still.
Yeah, and they've still got everything in the back.
Yeah, and that you can go and get stuff instantly. It's like Amazon, similar prices, usually.
Yeah, similar pricing.
But you can go and get it.
And you can see if it's there and then.
Yeah.
Love it. Get your Christmas tree from there.
Yeah, no, if we were gonna get one, it would be from Argos. But I'm proud of Argos. Because if Wilco falls...
We all fall.
Wilco has fallen.
What?
Did you not know?
Wilco's gone.
Wilco is gone.
Wilco was like a pound shop, wasn't it?
No, it was sort of...
What was it?
Exactly.
I spent some good days in Wilco.
It was one up from a pound shop. So stuff was like, you know, normal pricing.
Where did it go?
It's just defunct. Like your Quick Saves and your Woolworths's.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, but Argos is one of the few remaining... We sell everything type shops that seems to be thriving. I haven't seen their numbers, but I'm proud of them.
Can I bring some of my BBC stuff that I've been doing to the Sloppy Joes and get your opinion on it? Because I know sometimes you're not up as early, like Ethan, who listens every day. Comments on the other presenters quite a lot as well, which is tiring.
He's a gossip, Ethan.
But there's two things before we get into Breaking Joes I want to talk to you about.
I love that we've talked about what you've done this week. Spoken for 20 minutes and this still isn't Breaking Joes.
Oh, Breaking Joes is good this week.
This is just the pre-Breaking Joes gambit.
Breaking Joes is good this week.
Is it?
Yeah. So, have you seen the story of a man who in Wigan, and this is just one of those things, like we don't live too far away from Wigan, but we would have never
might as well be a world away.
He had, for some reason, he really fell in love with the film Gladiators.
Yeah.
So in the year 2000, he had made for his business a 25 feet tall gladiator that was gold and nude. And his bollocks was out, right? And it just... no. And it just...
What
I guess this
was
the time pre-internet. It just got up.
Did it?
No, sorry. It was just there.
Little gold Viagra.
And then people must have just gone, that's a bit mad. And they just cracked on with the day.
Yeah.
The internet obviously starts coming around and people are just so used to it, they don't even talk about it. But then, in like 2019, 2020, it starts going viral and the Wigan Council go, yeah, there's kids around, his piece is out.
Is it in a public space?
It's in a public space. It's 25 feet tall. Everyone can see it.
Where is it?
It's in Wigan.
No, I know it's in Wigan.
On the high street. It's on the high street. It's on one of those like little cul-de-sac spots where there's a business and there's houses. And he's just there, and his tackle's out.
And he's on the front, he's public facing.
And his arse is out.
His arsehole.
He's just a naked statue.
How is he a gladiator then?
Because he's a ripped gladiator.
Is it Russell Crowe?
Well, apparently resemblance of Russell Crowe. Anyway, 2021.
Yeah.
He's ordered to take it down.
As the crow flies.
And for some reason, yesterday he put it back up.
Yes! Go on!
So everyone's saying... There's a few questions here.
Yeah.
Why now? Where's it been?
Where's it been for 4 years was my immediate question.
Where's this?
Because that doesn't fit under the stairs, does it?
Where's it been? So it's got this massive, like... I mean, his knob's still out.
Can I see it?
Yeah. Of course you can see it.
So the council ordered him to take it down? What? Yeah. Even though it's on his property?
And we did a big package on it today.
Bet you did.
In a radio package. What are you laughing at?
Yeah,
Golden,
of course, yeah.
If anyone wants to see it, Golden Statue Wigan. Oh, Ethan's editing this. So put in a picture now. Here's the guy who's made it. Do you know what I mean? You can see it.
Yeah.
So this is about a 40-minute drive.
Now, there's a few things you failed to mention here.
What?
The bloke's smiley face, because he's so proud of it, he loves it.
This
amazing.
Is the guy who owns it.
The fact that it's standing so proudly above what looks to be a 7-foot wall shows you just how big this thing is.
It's so tall.
You haven't mentioned what's going on with the nipples. Because they look like they are either erect or there's taps coming out of them.
That is crazy. I didn't zoom in on the nipples this morning. Can you see that? We'll have to put it in. Maybe
what's going on with the nips?
Zoom in on the nipples.
I think water comes out of them.
Do you think?
Or hot orange juice.
Yeah, they must be part of the design.
Because they're quite large. They're the biggest nipples I've ever seen on a man.
The people in Wigan love it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, personally. Huh?
Do you not think?
No.
You move into your new house, right?
Yeah. If
next day... You look out your window.
Brilliant.
Full moon. Sorry, no, not about the weather. Yeah. Just about the arse.
Yeah.
Willy's out, nipples like that. Really?
I think it comes back to the old who cares. Because if you've been to Rome or Italy generally,
no,
you're walking past Todgers left, right, and bloody centre. And do you know what they are there, Joe?
What?
Beloved. The amount of cherubic bellends that are on display in Italy. And I don't mean the people, I mean the statues. Little sort of 2 foot babies, essentially.
Yeah.
That's fine. Whereas that guy there, he's got the most protruding nipples I've ever seen in my life. Yes, it's a little out of place in Wigan and the bloke looks slightly devious. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's art. No.
But
beautiful.
Then someone messaged in to say that they can't... someone messaged in the show said they can't see the statue because they're working. And they start saying, but I'm all for it. It sounds a good laugh. Does it pass the Gulf of Kintyre test?
I can't wait to learn what that is.
Do you know what the Gulf of Kintyre means?
I know the song Mull of Kintyre. Is it anything to do with that?
The Mull of Kintyre test.
The Gulf of Kintyre test.
Did I say Gulf?
You said Gulf.
What is the... Yeah, it's the Mull of Kintyre, sorry.
Where the hell have you come up with the Gulf of Kintyre from?
Because it's called a little... Yeah, Mull of Kintyre. What do you... All right, then. What? How do you know the Mull of Kintyre?
Is this a song by Paul McCartney, isn't it?
Is it?
And Wings.
And Wings?
Yeah.
Well, the Mull of Kintyre test...
I don't know what it actually is.
Kintyre's in Scotland, yeah. All right? You have to put this in as well, Ethan. The Mull of Kintyre test, or, this is what it says on Wikipedia, the Mull of Kintyre rule, according to an urban legend, is an unofficial guideline that was used by the BBFC, they're the ones that give every film their rating,
okay,
in the United Kingdom to decide whether an image of a penis could be showed. According to the myth, the BBFC would not permit the general release of a video or film if the depicted penis was more erect than the Gulf of Kintyre, or the Mull of Kintyre, sorry. Do you want to see the Mull of Kintyre?
Yes, please.
Look at the bit in red there.
Well, I would say that's almost entirely erect, wouldn't you?
So the Mull of Kintyre test was this.
It don't get much more erect than that.
Zoom in on it. Does it pass the test?
And that's a natural feature of the landscape.
So the urban legend was that the people in charge of rating our films used to go on Google Maps or get an A to Z out.
Yeah.
Go to the Mull of Kintyre, get the film, line it up with the mull, and
get the actual film, wouldn't they? The film stock, cut it out, lay it over on an overhead projector, and then if it's more vertical than that. So that clearly passes the test. Because it's entirely flat.
Apparently, if people are upset, he's going to use different things to decorate the cock and balls. For example, he might do a Santa's hat for December.
Mm.
What could he do for the new year, do you think?
Probably, I guess you could have... What year is it next year?
2026.
We needed something with a 1 in, didn't we? Let's be honest. Ideally, a 1.
Or an 8.
Or an 8, yeah. You can have an 8 on its side for the two bollards.
Yeah. Easter time?
Obviously.
Little bunny,
holding its eggs.
St. Patrick's Day is before that, actually.
Yeah, clover. Pop a little clover. Yeah. Well, we need a 2-leaf clover because we've already got 2 of the leaves. But then again... In that case, are you not then drawing attention to the genitals?
Hiding them. You make people think, oh, that's festive. That's this time of year.
Where do you think it had been for 4 years?
Like a safe storage.
Do you think?
Do you ever remember? I think it went to the same place that the B of the Bang went. Guys, this is local Manchester knowledge.
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
Do you ever remember the B of the Bang?
No.
B of the Bang.
Stop saying it. It's gone weird.
Outside. Do you remember no one else remember the B of the Bang.
We've got producer Ben in today helping us out. Do you remember the B of the Bang?
I don't.
He doesn't.
The B of the Bang, if I show you a picture of it, do you think you can guess where it was?
Yeah.
The B of the Bang.
Jodrell Bank.
No. The B of the Bang.
That's cool, that. I love that.
Well, the B of the Bang.
Stop saying the B of the Bang.
Was outside Man City's ground. When the city ground was built for the Commonwealth Games.
And I like it again.
However,
why is it called
the B of the Bang? Because it's about the start of the world, isn't it? The start of history and shit.
Talk about that.
Someday, yeah. Someone thought, let's blow this shit up.
Here's what I would
4
love.
4 billion years later, here we are.
Here's what I'd love right now. You talk me through the start of the universe.
I will do. Let me tell you about this first.
Okay.
The little spike started falling off.
Oh,
hit
shit.
A Crystal Palace fan.
That's annoying.
On the way out.
So they had to get rid of it. But I like to think that lived with
that big thing.
So I think if City again in the future think, let's bring the Bee of the Bang back.
It's cool, that.
Yeah.
It's a cool little...
Start of the universe.
Yeah, talk me through it. So what was knocking
billions
about?
Of years ago.
How many?
Billions. Four.
Okay.
Even longer than that.
I'd say so.
Do you think?
They seem to think so.
There was nothing.
What was there?
And you can't even comprehend that in your little head, can
I love
you?
That. No, you're right.
There was nothing.
Yeah.
And then one day.
One day? Do we have days? Something. So there was time?
No, I think it just... I think it just happened.
Yeah. And what do you think it felt like? You know, you said
it was
like,
a rush.
No, like
it was a rush. If you were involved, it was a rush.
It was like Woodstock, wasn't it? It's just one of those things, you just had to be there.
You had to
what
be
do
there.
You think it was like, the anticipation the day before the Big Bang? Because they must have been planning this for months. Imagine all the moving pieces. Because like I'm thinking about cooking Christmas dinner. There's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah.
Imagine how much preparation went into the Big Bang.
Yeah, but the thing is about the universe as well, they would have, like buying a house, they would have said, oh, it's a doer-upper. Like, this is going to take a while.
Yeah, at the minute, it is just a lot of noble gas.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But I'm confused still. Why?
Why what?
Why did it happen?
No one knows.
This mad, isn't it? And we're just all right with that.
Yeah, everything just exploded out of literally nowhere. We don't know where. And then eventually stuff sort of stuck together and turned into planets and that.
And then here we are.
And how did that talk us through that then? So from
comets,
Earth,
bit of water.
Yeah.
Water, another comet came down. That might have had little bits of life on it.
Yeah.
Life, fishes, dinosaurs, bye-bye, comet, big comet, bang.
Yeah.
Hello, more fishes.
Yeah.
One of them gets brave, goes for a walk. Next thing you know, monkeys, apes, us.
Not a million miles away.
It's not a million miles away.
I mean, it is.
Podcasts.
It's a few hundred million.
YouTube.
Unbelievable.
Subscribe.
It is amazing, though. Imagine the tension and the excitement before the Big Bang. Because when they pressed that button or whatever they did to start the Big Bang off.
Yeah.
Imagine it didn't work.
Yeah,
imagine they'd got the wiring wrong or whatever.
Do you know what
does my head in
now? AI, I've watched a lot of these AI sort of montages of how humans came to be. Have you ever seen these? They can sort of, human life done in 90 seconds and it teaches you what it is. But sometimes
how many million years ago do you show up?
Yes. But sometimes I'm like, slow down.
Yeah.
That's too quick. That jump from that guy, that's too quick.
Yeah. How did we get...
Pull it back.
Do you know there used to be loads of different humans? We're not the only humans that have existed.
So,
there's like 12
there's
different...
8 billion of us now.
No, I don't mean me and you. I mean us as a species are not the only humans
and
that have existed.
And we're called...
Homo erectus.
Isn't that the statue's name?
We're not really. Homo sapien.
Homo sapien.
Homo erectus is a little while ago. But there's a lot of different, what you would consider humans. There's like 13 or 14 different types of human that now no longer exist.
Did we all have a fight?
There was a bit of fighting. There's a lot of shagging.
Huh?
Apparently, yeah. There's a fair number of people who will have like Homo erectus or what's the other one? Neanderthal type genes and stuff in them still a little bit. We did a bit of shagging with them. But yeah, they sort of died out and we killed them a bit. Also, they couldn't keep up.
Do you think
they were too good at other stuff? We were too good at thinking.
Do you think shagging was a bit more like not as loving back then?
I would have thought so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I would have thought there was a lot less consent involved.
Christ.
If that's what you're getting at.
No, I wasn't getting at that.
Oh, shit.
Do you think they had a. Do you think back in the day they used to.
Wank.
Self pleasure.
I wonder when that first kicked in.
He'd have been. They would have called him out.
You think?
He'd have been the outcast.
What was that? What were you doing then?
Why is the fire making a funny noise?
Yeah, when we were battling that saber-toothed tiger, what were you doing then? Because we just walked in and you looked really sheepish and that half of the fire looks a bit sticky.
Mad. Sticky fire.
Yeah. Like some of the wood's got a bit. It's bubbling now.
Bubbling.
And it never was bubbling. That would have been a mad day, wouldn't it? And then eventually the shame passes and you go, I know you'd hated that before, but just we've had a few meads, whatever.
Yeah.
Give this a go.
You might not like this with me, but sometimes I think to myself about the past, I'm all right. It's like my friend Lennon. he adores with all of his heart Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
and the world of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And I'm all right.
Just, I'm good.
I'm all right.
I'm good. Good.
Like, you love it. You love the past.
I wish I knew a lot more about the past. I know a surface level, rough smear of a paintbrush about the past. I don't know. I'm not by any means any good on it. I just like the little bits I see.
Yeah.
That what you just said does take me on to what I've been doing this week.
Let me guess. Have you? And I generally don't know. Have you been somewhere where a film was played and maybe there was a guy on the kazoo doing it live?
No. But you're not a million miles away. At the Royal Albert Hall over the last few years, they've been doing that, where they play The Lord of the Rings on a big screen and there's a live orchestra that plays along with it. The tickets are like 250 quid. If you don't get them the second that they're on sale, they sell out instantly. If you don't get them that second, they're 250, 300 quid. That's before you got down there. Probably need a hotel, all that.
Who out of the orchestra do you think gets paid the most?
Harp.
Yeah. Or the violin.
Harp's got the most moving parts, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Has it? Well, yeah, because the violin's got, what, 5 strings, 4 strings, 6?
Yeah.
Harp's got about 70 strings on it. You've got to learn each one of them. Are you serious?
Sorry. So what happened?
So, we've always wanted to go and see that, but we never have, Lizzie and I. Then this last week, they said, we're doing the same thing, but we're doing it at the London O2 Arena, and we're doing it in the Glasgow something arena.
But the A-O-V-O.
A-O-V-O arena, one of them. So we're like, right, we're doing it. Lizzie somehow got an email for pre-sale.
Great.
So we booked it. We're going to the Glasgow one.
Bit of a you've not been city. Yet?
No.
What?
It's in December the 6th, 2026. Fingers crossed we make it.
So you've bought tickets for a year's time.
Well, that's when they... What do I want to do? That's when they came out.
It's not weird watching a film in an arena.
Well, it probably, yeah. It's probably going to be too big. I don't know how they're going to get the noise to be right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be behind or ahead.
That's exciting, though.
If the music's too far. So that's the first of the three films. So it's a good one to get. You want either the first one or the last one, I think.
Yeah, why? Are they going to do the other two as well?
Well, I would assume so, because the one in the Royal Albert Hall, they do all three over the different weeks.
Like,
so the one week they'll do one, next week
they must get tired.
Who does?
The musicians.
But that's their job.
Yeah, but is it their job for 4 hours, 3 hours?
In this instance, yes. And also, it's not constant, is it? Because there's not constant music playing. Although it is pretty constant, to be fair.
Yeah.
And there's an intermission. But again, if you're a musician, so this we're getting the Glasgow... the Scottish National Orchestra are doing this. It's not... We're not messing around here.
Oh, yeah.
These are the best musicians that Scotland has to offer.
Do you think they'll include any bagpipes?
I'd be disappointed if they did.
Why?
It's not part of the canon. Is it? I just want it to sound like the film sound.
Fucking brilliant.
So we got so excited by that. Then Saturday we were going to be going out for lunch. Do you know this place in Stockport, this pasta place? I can't remember what it's called now.
No.
Is it a pasta place?
I think I know. Is it in the Underbank or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go there on Saturday. Booked it in advance. We're going to go with my mate and his partner. Saturday morning rolls around. My mate texts me. My partner's not well.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
We're out. We're out.
You're out.
Me and Lizzie are out. Well, we've already paid 40 quid deposit. It's 20 quid per person. You get like a 3-course meal and a drink. This is fine. We'll just go anywhere. It's a bit annoying that we don't get to see them, but, you know, whatever. We're going to
They're a bit boring after a while.
No one said that except
you. Oh, sorry. I thought you were hinting at least.
No. Turns out Lizzie just never booked it. So that was the first sort of problem of the day, which is very un-Lizzie-like.
Yeah,
that's a me
she'd be
thing.
On it.
I do that. She's way on it, and she'd never booked it. So then we went to the about, right, we'll go to this new Sticky Fingers place. You seen this?
Yes, I have. I.
Carnage. So we turn up there, they're queuing down the street.
Yeah, it's like, it's nice.
Yeah, but it's a cafe.
Oh, cute.
It's only a cafe. And there's three stories, and they're queuing down the street. So that's number two thing that's gone wrong today.
Number two.
We can't go there. That's number two thing. So then we go to another cafe that was nice.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Got a flat white and a cinnamon twist bread bun thing that was good. Played a little bit of chess with Lizzie, turned into checkers because chess was too complicated. So we went for checkers.
Checkers is my favourite game.
I won. Not that it matters, but I did. No. So whatever. Fine. Then we... Went from there, we were going to go... Oh, no, we went to another coffee shop. That was too busy, so we went there. So the day is a bit... It's spluttering at the minute. Then for lunch, we went to Pound Bakery because the chicken place I wanted to go to was queued out the door.
What's the chicken place?
Do you know the really cheap chicken place next to the old Debenhams on the front there?
Everyone's got their own version of this chicken place, by the way.
Yes.
It used to be called Gabbert's.
Yeah.
Now it's called Something Something Farm. Gorton's got one. We used to have one in the Arndale. Everyone, for some reason, I don't know if they're all owned by someone.
No.
But they've all got their own fresh chicken place where you get your butcher stuff, which is the cold stuff, and then your hot counter.
And you'll get everything from Chinese chicken with so much red food colouring on it, it literally shortens your lifespan by about 20 years. You've got salt and pepper chicken, you've got your full rotisseries, and then you can get your steaks and your barbecue grillettes from the fridge. So I was going to go there, two full Pound Bakery. So far, everything's just been like...
Chip.
Push back a notch.
It's been
a nice day, but nothing's gone to plan so far. Because we're still riding the wave of the Lord of the Rings booking.
I'm still on a high from Lord of the Rings in 14 months.
Because we've been trying to book that other one for like 2 years and getting it and missing it. So I said to Lizzie, let's just get back home. Forget about this.
Shanging.
No, not Shanging. She's got a bad back. I'll set the basement up real nice. We've got a little fold-out bed down there. It's like a sofa bed. I'll unfold the bed.
Yeah.
I've got the heated mattress on.
What a drink. Heated mattress?
Heated blanket, sorry. Underneath, though, like a mattress.
I'll
bring the pillows and the quilt down from upstairs.
Yeah.
We'll get the Mars ice creams out. I'll make my famous cinnamon butter popcorn, which is unbelievable, by the way.
I bet it is.
Never got around to making it in there, but this was part of my promise.
Yeah.
Watch Lord of the Rings with me today.
Yeah, which one did you go pick?
Let's start number one. Because you feel silly starting at 3, but then what inevitably happens is, because they're all 3 and a bit hours long,
you fall asleep.
You don't get to 3 ever. So I've probably seen one 20 times, I've probably seen one 9 times, two 12 times, because that used to be my favourite as a kid, and 3 4 times.
Yeah.
So we just spent the whole day watching Lord of the Rings 1 and 2. Nice. And it was honestly unbelievable. Did I cry? Yeah, I cried. Did the music make me cry? Did thinking about being at the arena in Glasgow make me cry? It did, yeah, it did.
That's nice.
Thinking about what those hobbits go through, the bravery that they show. They're the ultimate underdog, Joe. Sauron is the ultimate evil. And they're standing up to him. And then, go on.
No, nothing. It's good. Like.
It's unbelievable. And it's one of the... And what I've started doing recently... And I'm going to try and draw you into Lord of the Rings here.
Yeah.
This is my pitch
I'm
to you.
I'm not too fussed by it. I mean...
No, I know you've already like said you're not bothered.
I like the films. I think it's good crack. But I'm not like all in.
Can I give you a few reasons why I think you should be?
Yeah.
I think...
I'm an Avatar man. That was a
Again,
joke.
From a
I tried
technical...
to watch Avatar 2 the other day. 3 hours... 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm about to watch that film in 6 episodes.
6 episodes.
I've got half an hour in, half an hour in, half an hour in, half an hour.
Have you finished it?
20
minutes left. Here's my pitch to you for Lord of the Rings. It might be the greatest production of all time.
Yes, it is good.
So in terms of what's so good, there's a few, I'm just going to rattle through this because I know everyone, I've been talking about Lord of the Rings for a while.
No, go for it.
Right. They filmed all 3 films at once, which is almost unheard of.
Yeah.
So before
like Wicked.
Before the first, yes. But before the first one was even released, they'd filmed all 3.
Right.
And that's fantastic for multiple different reasons. One, who would ever be that brave? Yeah. Because like the Star Wars films, for instance, are 3 different directors, I think. Because, we need to tweak that. He's not, whatever. So they didn't, the first one had to be a success. The people who put the film out said, if this first one isn't a success, we are going bust.
Really? Did
this
they
has
say
to
that?
Work. They said that to Peter Jackson, the director. The first one made $900 million. We're all right. So what that means, though, is they didn't... Have you ever watched a film where you can tell they were influenced by what was successful about the first one? And they start... Characters start repeating little catchphrases. Oh, everyone liked it when one orc died. So now we're going to kill 10 orcs the same way as a throwback to the first film. And you're watching it rolling your eyes because it's just fan-led
shite. You feel sorry for the
Hawks.
Orcs.
It's Lord of the Rings, it's orcs.
Sorry,
man.
Orcs.
So there's none of that. What a risk. Here's the other thing that they did. Christopher Lee, is it Christopher Lee?
Who
played Saruman.
Yeah.
He had met J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote the books. He used to read
when
the books
did he die,
year.
Tolkien? Was
I don't
it?
Know. He wrote them in the 50s, I think.
Yeah.
60s, 50s and 60s. So I think he died.
He was a bit intense.
Probably. He was in the First World War. And a lot of the storyline was about not liking machines and not liking modern life and all that. and that trees and all that should be respected, and not being obsessed with these little machinery.
Chat to him about?
Well, I don't think he knew him particularly well, but he used to read the books every year, and he used to talk to the cast about what it was like to kill someone, because he'd been in the Second World War. So like the noises and the faces that people made when they got stabbed and died, because really, like, that's what people actually do when they die.
Really?
So that was pretty intense. But there's just so much that went into it. They were all in New Zealand for 18 months.
Too long.
But that's what you needed to get it
all.
They
could have filmed
perfect.
It in Wales, couldn't they?
No, they couldn't have filmed it in Wales.
I was in Wales the other day. I thought, this is class.
To be fair, Wales wouldn't have been a bad shout if you had to film it in the UK. But they were all out there together. A load of them had never been in many films before.
Yeah.
And to take that sort of chance on him, when all he'd made was a couple of sort of low-budget horror films, and then one film that got decent traction, got an Oscar nomination.
So, yeah.
And then you've got the biggest franchise, one of the biggest franchises in history, make all three at once. Come on. What an absolute feat that is. No?
I'm excited for it.
One more thing, you'll like this. Last thing, and then we're done on Lord of the Rings. There's a scene where they've got this 10,000 strong Uruk Hai army, right? The likes of which Middle-earth had never seen.
Yeah.
Isengard has been raised to the ground in order to make this army, okay?
Yeah.
They needed audio of them all chanting. You like this, you're a radio guy. So what do they do? You can either get like 50 people and multiply the sound, which make, you know, you can change the pitch a little bit, change it 10,000 times. Or what they did instead is they went to a cricket match in New Zealand, and at half time on the big screen got the Orc language written out and got all the fans in the stadium to chant and bang their chests and do the sounds like the Orc army. So it's actually 10,000 people making
good.
The sound.
Yeah, that is good.
It's cool, isn't it?
Really cool.
No, I've not got it ever.
No, the cricket thing lost me a bit.
You're joking!
I started thinking about how much I don't like cricket either.
Anyway, there's loads more.
And you just going,
you're just not
going to have it. Did I just say four? Oh, no, it's golf. No, you get a four in cricket, don't you?
You get a four in cricket.
Nah, Avatar, though. First one. Made me cry.
Apparently the third one's an absolute tearjerker.
Apparently it's good, you know, the third one's coming out in the next week.
I know.
That's why I thought, I've never seen the second one, so I started watching it, still never seen the second one.
So just back to Lord of the Rings finally, just to ask you a final question.
God.
Have I changed your mind on it at all?
I might watch it.
Have you ever seen them?
I've seen them, yeah. But like you, I always, for some reason, watch one. Two's great. And then I was like, bloody hell, maybe I haven't watched the third one. Couldn't tell you if I've watched the third one.
Do you know what happens at the end?
What happens at the end?
Yeah.
Someone destroys the... Spoiler. Someone destroyed the ring.
But you're asking me.
A bad guy.
So you don't know? You've not
seen
it?
Yeah, someone destroys the ring.
I don't know. I'll
have to watch it.
I'll never tell.
See what I did on Saturday?
Go on.
I went to the Crown underneath the viaduct. Have you been in yet?
World class.
Right, so
it's world class.
If you don't know what in Stockport, we've got the famous viaduct, and there was a pub underneath it called the Crown. Now, my dad said in his glory years, it used to be a good pub, that good pub for good beers, good pumps, etc.
Good pumps,
like pumps, beer pumps. Then it had its sort of, how can we describe it?
I say it's teenage years.
It's teenage years.
It sort of let loose a little bit, didn't it?
Got run by people who were off their tree.
Okay, you've gone way harsher there. I thought we were trying to not be harsh.
There was a period of time where I think me and Becky went in there once. Everyone was just getting on it. It was chaos.
Drugs and that.
A Kylie Minogue tribute was on the way at 8. She cancelled because she saw people in there. I was like, this is mad. It was on a Sunday, by the way.
Oh.
So I was like, we're never going in there again. And now it's been taken over by a group that also own another pub in Stockport, the Petersgate Tap.
Yeah.
They've taken over it. Get yourself down there. It is bloody brilliant.
It's really good.
Met my mate Andy there. His bar's turned one on the weekend. Went there, Guinness. Andy's bar was great. Gets a bit loud. I'm not used to dancing anymore.
Yeah.
Bed for one. It's Monday night that I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
I had a vision of something I wanted to achieve, and that was, instead of, you know, going to a big Christmas light switch on where there's like a local Z-list celebrity.
Yeah. Surely you've been asked to do one of them again.
A couple of times. Wouldn't it be funny if I went round to listeners' houses and turned on their Christmas lights?
Yeah.
And... that's exactly what I did Monday night. I asked Daryl E. Dave if he knew a guitarist.
Who's Daryl E. Dave again?
Daryl E. Dave, the guy who owns a pub in town. Lovely guy.
Yeah.
He came with us
He's still got all of our posters from the last live show.
You binned them.
I can't believe he's done that.
He said he lost them. Maybe he still got them. So the plan was, let's rock up. Now, a lot of people wanted us to do it. Now, unfortunately, everyone who wanted us to do it lived fucking miles away from each other. Chadderton, Rochdale, Wigan, Warrington. Yeah, Maxfield. So I was like, fuck, so we had to only do three in the space of 2 hours, because that's all we had, 2 hours. We rock up, we get the band together.
So is this a BBC Radio Manchester production?
Yeah. Okay. We got a tank full of gas, as the Blues Brothers would say.
Yeah.
Did they say that?
Great
film.
Never seen it.
I'd watch that at the Glasgow Arena.
That'd be good to play along with.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah. And the ending of that?
They throw a ring into Mordor.
Yes, of course. So me, Al, who does the travel on the show, producer Charlie, the guitarist who's going to sing...
Producer Charlie, is that a nickname for how you kept the spirits?
No. Tonight? Producer Charlie is there. He's the guy who kept everything on the road, on the go. And the guitarist who's learned Jingle Bells That Day and Last Christmas.
Wait, he learned it Last Christmas as well?
No, sorry. He learned Jingle Bells and Last Christmas.
Gosh.
Dairy Dave's coming along for the ride. He's putting an elf outfit on. Right? We rock up to a guy called Jim, who owns a shop in Salford.
Good lad.
Smallest tree I've ever seen in my life. Oh. And it wasn't a flicker, because I was head flicker that day.
Right.
I got high-vis made, head flicker.
What does that mean?
Flick on your lights.
Right.
Do you flick on your lights?
Aren't they just a plug in and go?
What?
Maybe a small LED.
You're off your head.
Battery.
Well, I said, oh, Joe, flick those lights on. Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be stunned, would you?
No, I didn't say
I'm dead confused.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you're looking confused now.
You're giving me.
I'm dead confused.
No, you flick the lights on when there's a light switch.
Yeah.
But you don't flick on a wall when you plug it in.
You wouldn't flick on the wall, but you know, you flick on.
I guess you do.
Head flicker. What would you have called me?
Knobhead.
No.
Head of knobheads. No, head flicker's fine. Yeah, that makes sense.
Head flicker.
Yeah.
Although there's one real accidental bit where my high vis is sort of clumped together and it says head fucker, which is a nightmare. Let's blur it out. So I go around to Jim's, turn on his. Now you are right, I had to physically plug them in.
Yeah,
ruins the sort of countdown.
Yeah,
5, 4, and you got to get them at the right time.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. Next thing we know, we head to Wigan.
So are these just families' houses?
These are just families' houses. Yeah, and by the way, they fed us like kings.
Really?
They had mince pies, wagon wheels, heroes, celebrations. One
very
even...
sweet.
Yes, I was like, has anyone got any crisps?
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone got anything savoury to balance this out? Wigan, brilliant. I went to see Donna and Adam.
Yeah.
They're getting married on Friday. They love the show. They invited the street round.
They didn't.
So that was a bit nerve-wracking for... Last Christmas boy.
How did he do?
He did all right. Forgot the words at one point. I tell you what's tricky. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh. Hey, now we're getting into unknown territory here.
Yeah.
And when no one, including me, started to can jingle bells, as in like start to wrap it up, there's only so far we can go.
We have to hit dashing through the snow. Over fields, over hills.
Over hills, hills.
Laughing all the way. Bells over bobtails.
Bobtail ring. Megan's bear is hot.
But yeah, it gets a bit murky there.
Yes, and then I accidentally went into Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Which
you're freestyling.
You could easily cross.
Yeah.
Rudolph. Oh, shit. Turn their lights on. Brilliant. Then we went into Warrington. Final one, Lee. He created a hot chocolate station.
So sorry, is he called Lee or you're in Lee?
He's called Lee.
In?
Warrington.
Sure.
I was at the end of Mateva by this point.
Imagine, right? Do you know my favourite bit about this is? Imagining you all in the van after each switch on, slowly getting less and less festive. It's getting a little bit aggy because you want to get back. Becky's had a big lasagna in the oven. It's going
dry. Your petrol light's just gone on.
Yeah. How is that feel? How was it in the van? So you're full 10 out of 10 Joe McGrath radio mode when you're plugging these lights in. Then you all get back in the van. What's the atmos like in that van?
It's wobbled a little bit. Also as well, you're not taking this into consideration.
You're all just on your
phones. My sugar crash.
Yeah.
I've gone in all guns blazing.
We've seen it on the pod
before. 3.5 mince pies I had.
Yeah.
In two different houses.
Are they the deep ones or are they the low crust?
I couldn't tell you. I didn't even look at them.
No.
Straight in. Wagon wheels, 2. blue packet. What's that? Couldn't care less.
Jam.
In. What?
That's the jam one.
What's the red one?
No jam.
No jam. All of them have jam.
No.
What's a normal wagon wheel then? No jam.
Yeah. Red is normal with no jam.
What?
Blue is jam. Purple, triple chalk.
You mad?
Now there's a throwback. What? That is it?
Is that it?
Yeah, blue is jam.
I thought red was jam.
No, red is plain.
I'd have switched them around me.
Yeah.
Because red is jam colour.
Or jam is red, whichever sentence you want to use.
Anyway, we did it. We achieved it. People loved it.
So what was that?
I'll do it again.
I saw the little clip on the internet. Was it a good laugh?
It was, all joking aside, I had a great evening.
How did you feel being the sort of Alison Hammond postcode lottery kind of bursting through the door vibe? How was that?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. People did take their sort of shoes off policy seriously.
Really?
Which Dairy Dave didn't adhere to.
Well, he's got
point.
The little long elf slip on thing.
Yes,
so
yeah. They were tricky.
You don't want to see an elf in bare feet coming into your kitchen.
I see something unusual. This couple had a, Lee had a big iPad on the corner in the kitchen, which was their digital diary.
What's that?
Like, do you know, like we'd have like a calendar on the side of the fridge?
That's too modern for me.
We've got one for my gran's local church. She bought it for us last year. And you sign in everything.
Yeah.
They've got a digital one, massive iPad.
Would you like that?
Yeah, but not where I'd put it.
I'd just be, Lizzie'd come home from work and I'd be eating cereal, staring at that, watching YouTube on it. It'd probably just ruin my life. I won't mind it though.
Do you want to do a top three things we love about Ethan?
Yeah, that'd
or
be
hate,
nice.
Or hate.
Top three things about Ethan.
Or hate.
Good or bad.
Oh God, good or bad.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Tres, dva, jeden.
Quatre, deux, un.
Tres, tve, ein.
Tres, dois, un.
Danni, ichi.
The top three.
Go on.
Okay. I like the way Ethan James speaks.
It's one of mine.
Probably one of my favourite things about him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in at number three. I hate how much he talks himself down and his life down at times. Like, he has no way of fixing it.
Yeah.
He does.
The way he speaks about his friendship group just being over.
Yeah.
Even though they see each other all the time and they go on holiday like three times a year.
Been on holiday. He's been on holiday more with his friends who are over.
Yeah.
Than I've been on holiday with my friends that are sound.
Yeah.
Also as well, stuff like, shopping and that. Do you know when he starts kicking up a fuss?
Yeah.
Click and collect.
I know, come on.
We're not very organised, are we?
No.
You've organised Christmas shopping already.
Done.
Ethan, get a little fucking click and stop eating beef jerky.
Yeah.
Because you've ran out of time.
Go get it delivered. Go one step further. Spend £4. Get it delivered.
Number one is little golf ball on his leg.
Oh, I forgot about that. Is that still there?
Give it a flick. It's still there. Yeah, man.
That weird bulbous vein.
Oof.
It's more than that. It's like a big skin thing.
I'd put it in my mouth.
There's a patron special right there. Number three for me, again, it's the accent. It's the way he speaks. And the cadence and the flow and the sort of poetic wording.
There's certain
things.
Words. I know it's not a nice word, but the way he says Alzheimer's is crazy good.
It's absolutely crazy. Ideally, we'll slot that in now. If he's
well, good luck, Ethan. Or luck. Ethan, just record yourself saying it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
All right.
Fine,
I thought
you were
going to go back.
And... new one. No. Number two. I like how excited. These are two similar things. What was that?
What? Sorry. Say number two.
Number two. How excited he gets when we have food that he likes.
Oh, he loves
like
it.
When we're ordering like a curry or some lamb chops or like some big spring rolls or something.
Yeah.
He gets so giddy and he runs off and he gets all the tissues and the napkins and all that. Number one, and it's a bad thing, but it's also a good thing. When he's had a drink, he is the evening.
He's the evening. Yeah, he is.
We were in Ireland and he thought being 9 pints in the most rural Irish pub we've ever been to would be the time to learn about the troubles.
Oh.
And to quite loudly
talk about
get
how naive
it wrong
he was.
For a bit.
Yeah. He would come back to us with knowledge he just found out about the troubles, or even about, you know, the war in the 20s, and he'd start relaying it clearly wrong.
All wrong.
To really everyone loud. In the pubs.
And
like,
shouting people going, that's right, wasn't it? The Northern Ireland, and they're like, well, there is no Northern. No, there is. There is that. No, just shut up. But it ended up being, that night was great. Generally speaking, occasionally, you know, once every 12 months, he'll get punched in the face. But other than that,
he is
funny and slightly he's worrying when he's had a drink. Well.
We miss you, Ethan.
We miss you.
I guess next week will be our special when we talk about Budapest and how much fun he had. Yeah. I'm sure he had good times. They're famous for their jacuzzis.
Yeah, all sorts. And also, we will have an extra patron podcast next week as
yes,
well.
Yes, we will.
And the Ireland video is being edited. It's a hell of an edit, I'll be honest. There's so many different clips and audio and putting all together. That's going to be out before Christmas, so it will be December's special.
We'll have a premiere for it as well. Last week, me and Ethan on the pod, people love last week's pod, yeah. Our general public one. We talked about me and Ethan going into an award ceremony. Yeah. Well, there's a little BTS film, it's about 10 minutes long, of the night, of the food we ate, and the actual speech itself. That is all on Patreon now. Mm. I'm also going to go back in our archives and reshare, because fuck me, we can't do it again. When we reviewed every single Christmas chocolate on the market.
Yeah, that was insane.
I'm going to put that back into people's minds so new patrons can revisit it. So your Cadbury's Heroes, Celebrations, Roses and Quality Street. We got one of every single one on the table.
Yeah.
And we reviewed them.
It was insane. It was like an hour. The way I felt after that, I've never felt without taking some sort of drugs.
Thank you everyone for watching, everybody. It's been great to have you. Bye. See you next week. Bye.